next let's talk. I'm a list person. My daily list tells me what to do that day, and it directs my day. Without my list, I'm lost, and I forget a lot of things that I wanted to get done each day. As Christians, we cannot always predict the way things should go and how we can maintain our schedules. As Christians, we have to be willing to be interrupted, as God often breaks in and disturbs our list of things to do today. As an example of this, we have an example of this in Acts chapter 3, verse 10. The text says, "One day Peter and John were going up to the temple to the time of prayer at 3 in the afternoon." Notice that it was on their list of things to do that day. "Now a man who was lame from birth was being carried to the temple gate called the Beautiful, where he was put every day to beg from those going into the temple courts. When he saw Peter and John about to enter, he asked them for money. Peter looked straight at him, and as did John. And Peter said, 'Look at us.' So the man gave them his attention, expecting to get something from them." Verse 6, "Then Peter said, 'Silver or gold I do not have, but what I do have I give to you. In the name of the Lord, of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk.' Taking him by the right hand, he helped him up. Instantly the man's feet and ankles became strong." Note that this was the fruit of their interrupted schedule. Verse 8, "The man jumped up to his feet and began to walk. Then he went with them into the temple courts, walking and jumping and praising God. When all the people saw him walking and praising God, they recognized him as the same man who used to sit begging at the temple gate called Beautiful, and they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him." Spiritual fruit took place because of Peter and John being interrupted in their schedule. Not only fruit, but the healing of the lame man became a testimony of God's grace and power, and gave Peter a powerful message to the leaders who were standing by. Here's a few sayings about being flexible. Number one, stay committed to your decisions, but stay flexible in your approach. Number two, even under the most difficult circumstances, you can have creative flexibility. Number three, blessed are the flexible, for they shall not go get bent out of shape when circumstances change. Number four, from 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 22, "To the weak I say became weak, that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all men, so that I may by all means save some." As we can see in this story, when Peter and John were going to the temple to pray, a lame man stopped them and asked for something. Peter and John could have said, "Sir, we need to get to a prayer meeting." But they stopped and ministered to the lame man, who eventually was healed and jumped for joy. All because Peter and John were willing to interrupt their schedules to minister to the lame man. The results were that the man got saved and 5,000 people were motivated to receive Jesus. As Christians, we need to be interruptible, because God has the ultimate rule of our day. Peter and John could have ignored this guy and healed and headed for the prayer meeting, feeling that God was pleased with them. But the opposite is true. God may have this lame man in their path so that God could do a miracle before the people. Point. What's the point? Why should we remain flexible? Number one, we have to let God be the ruler of our days. Number two, we must be willing to interrupt our schedules for God's intervention. Number three, people are what is supposed to be important to us. Put people first over projects and schedules. Number four, God is willing. God's will is important. If you need to get to a prayer meeting, that is good. But what is better is to be interrupted and available for God to use in different circumstances. May God continue to help us to be flexible and open to His interruptions on our schedule each day. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we pray that you'll orchestrate our lists every day. You'll lead us into what you would have us to do, and direct our lives clearly, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen.